Matt Rhodes here for North Derbyshire Radio Sport, and I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Derbyshire Falcons player Brooke Guest after a very comfortable 7-wicket victory today in the T20 Blast over Yorkshire Vikings. Brooke, pretty much the perfect afternoon for Derbyshire.
Yeah, definitely. We always talk about setting the tone, whether we bat or ball first, and the bowler set the tone beautifully in the power play, taking wickets and not going for many runs. We read the conditions really well, and I thought they were a bit off the pace at the start, so it was we set the tone well, and then obviously the batters in the second innings just got the job done.
I think set the tone well is an understatement. They were, 10 for 4 after two overs. Could you quite believe what you were seeing? Because I've seen some really good starts by Derbyshire before at the T20, but that one was quite incredible.
Yeah, definitely. You always look to get two or three wickets in the power play, and that normally you'll get you in on top going out of it. But to be four down in the first two overs obviously puts you miles ahead in the game, and they've then got to shut up shop for a few overs to try and make sure that they bat the 20 overs and get all the runs they can. So it doesn't happen often, but it's nice to be on the right end of it, shall we say.
Yeah, what was everyone saying at the end of the Yorkshire innings? Was it just to, just be calm? Just like if the run rate's a little bit slow to begin with, just don't worry about it, the runs will come. Because I know, obviously, it's been very tough in the county championship. And, of course, a few days ago here, it was a very heavy defeat to Yorkshire. But these two victories in the T20, that could really turn your season around.
Yeah, definitely. I think at halfway, we were saying if we're batting it after 20 overs, we've won the game. We knew what we had to do. We knew how the pitch was playing from obviously bowling on it, and I think it slightly got better as the game went on anyway, so it made it obviously easier for us to bat on, but the boys got the job done. And like you say, those two wins this weekend have put us right back in with the chance of getting into the finals. So we still need to keep going. Hopefully we can get on a roll here and finish with a few wins and consolidate our spot in the finals, but these two wins have definitely set us up beautifully for the rest of the competition.
What is it about Queen's Park in the T20? Because Derbyshire have such an unbelievable record when they play Yorkshire Vikings. I think it's now 7 in a row. They must be sick of coming here.
I know. We've heard a lot of words from their lads when they come here for the T20 saying, oh, we haven't won here for 5-6 years, whatever it is. So there's definitely that. They don't enjoy coming here for the T20s, and they make that known. So it's already a one-up before they come here almost, and sets us off on the right foot before the game's even started. But yeah, it's a place we enjoy playing T20 cricket and have done for a while. So it's nice to have that that home ground advantage, because it is our home ground at the end of the day. So it's nice to have that advantage every time we come here.
And just in terms of the rest of the T20, so I think that's now, after these two victories in the last 24 hours, it's 5 wins and 5 defeats. It's on a bit of a knife edge, but after this weekend, do you think you can now take this momentum and this confidence to really finish the group stage strongly and qualify for the knockouts?
Yeah, definitely. We just spoke about it then, that everyone in the last couple of days has played their part, and everyone's doing their role as we need it. So it's given everyone a lot of confidence from this weekend for the rest of the competition. Like you say, we've got a few games coming up in the next week that, like you say, every game is almost a must-win game at the minute, but that almost allows us to go out and play with no pressure and just go out there and play freely and do what we do best.
And just wanted to ask as well, because I know, I don't want to go on too much about the county championship. I know it's obviously been tough, and I know there's been quite a lot of criticism online after that defeat to Yorkshire. But do you think in a way that might spur the players on? Seeing maybe some comments like that, and it spurs you on to get the victories and the results on the board, because when you look around, the supporters are absolutely loving it and it's such a happy place again. But do you sort of understand where maybe some people come from, but how good does it feel to answer those critics?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously it's been a frustrating season so far in the Red Bull competition, and it's not by means of not trying and not trying to get better in that. We just haven't played our best cricket yet, and I think that's the exciting thing at the end of the day. We haven't played anywhere near our best cricket in the four-day stuff, so there's still a lot of good stuff to come. And like I say, if we can get a good run in this competition and then a good run in the 50-over competition, hopefully it'll give that confidence to finish the Red Bull season well. So I think, like you say, it is nice to come out here and win on days like today and win convincingly to show that we are – good enough cricketers. We are good at cricket, and we just haven't been at our best so far. And hopefully we can put it right for the rest of the season.
Okay, well, fantastic win, Brooke. The Derbyshire fans are absolutely in fine voice. So enjoy the rest of the day. Thank you, Brooke. Cheers.